And I'm here with Dr. Celine Gounder, an epidemiologist and infectious disease specialist, and we're talking about your questions about recovering from COVID-19. We're going to get to some listener questions in a minute, but first I wanted to give Sanayo a chance to ask a question if she had one. She is an inpatient physical therapist in Mountain View, California, and thankfully has recovered from COVID-19, and she's with us now. Sanayo, do you have a question?
I do, yeah. So now that I've recovered, how can I be of use? I signed up to donate blood to a study that looks at immune responses of COVID survivors, but that research won't really help patients right here and now. So how do I sign up to donate blood to be used for possibly convalescent plasma, or, you know, if there's anything else I can be doing to help, I would like to know. And then also, do you think we should be socially distancing during flu season? You know, I know the mortality rate for COVID is much higher than the flu, but the flu still kills tens of thousands of people every year.
Wow. Oh, Dr. Gounder, what about those two questions?
Yeah, two great questions. So the studies that will be available in your area will depend on where you are, but a great place to go is clinicaltrials.gov. So that's clinicaltrials.gov. And you can plug in, you know, the condition or disease, the country, you know, other search terms, and it can pull up for you what are studies across the country that are recruiting participants for COVID, for any number of things. So I would urge you to go there. I think donating blood is always a good thing, whether it's specifically for COVID or not. Okay. And then in terms of your other question, and remind me, so she was asking about...
During flu season, should we be social distancing during flu season?
Right,
as briefly as you can, because I want to grab one more listener question. Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, I think we should be socially distancing on some level where we're washing hands, you know, not shaking hands, we're not going to work sick or sending kids to school sick. I think at the very least we should do that.
So thank you so much, Vicky and Sanayo. Thank you both so much. I'm so glad you're feeling better, and thank you for your hard work all the time, and thank you especially for your hard work right now, and thank you so much.
You.
I'm going to push one more question out here, and this is from Sean in Kodiak, Alaska, and here it is.
Hi, my name is Sean. I'm a resident of Kodiak, Alaska. My question is, until a vaccine is developed, isn't the only way to move forward is to have a significant percentage of the population develop immunity? And if that's the case, how do we move forward and begin to reopen the economy, sooner vice later?
Dr. Gounder?
Yeah, I think it's less about having a significant population, you know, quote unquote, herd immunity. Even the models that we're employing that would say maybe we can lift social distancing late June, they assume about 5% herd immunity in the population by that point. So it's not really on the basis of that. It's really about reducing transmission. And I think that's what we need to focus on. And I think that's what we need to be doing between now and getting a vaccine. And we're going to have to do it in an intermittent way. So on and off, as cases go up, we'll have to say, you know, now is time to slam on the brakes. And now is when we can release the brakes. And that's going to require, you know, very careful calibration. And that's where the contact tracing and the testing comes in. And so that's why it's so important that we be able to monitor the situation very carefully.
That is Dr. Celine Gounder of New York University. She's an epidemiologist. Dr. Gounder, thank you so much for talking to us. We really appreciate it.
Stay safe. Be well.
This is the National Conversation with All Things Considered from NPR News.